Welcome to Powerless to Powerful. This is the number one positive side of addiction podcast. My name is Mark Mascola. I'm glad to be here and grateful you are here as well. Powerless to Powerful is a book, a podcast, live and recorded workshops that we created for men and for the women who love those men. Our purpose is to help raise the percentages of men who realize the rewards of long-term recovery from addiction. Anyone can tell you how to get clean and sober. The game, my brother, is to remain clean and sober. How do we do it? Unlike so many recovery messages that focus on what is wrong with you, we use the psychology of empowerment to discover and awaken what is right with you, your strengths, your values, understanding your true identity and the man God created you to be and to become. Are you ready to find a purpose for your recovery and a purpose for your life because of your recovery? I know that's why you're here. I am willing to say the one thing most men in recovery want to say but won't. It's not in my nature to be powerless, and I can promise you, my brother, it's not in yours either. Buckle up. Here we go. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You remember the movie, right? Yeah, well, that is the title of this session. We're off to see the wizard. And I know you're going to ask, Mark, what in the world does a kid's movie have to do with recovery? Well, let me tell you. So, several decades ago when I got on this path of personal, professional, and spiritual growth, it was fueled by my life in recovery. I've been involved in all kinds of stuff. I've been involved in free stuff, stuff I paid for. My goal here was to become the best and most powerful version of myself that was not a prisoner to an addiction. And what I found out about me, when early in recovery, I was going to a lot of meetings, had a sponsor, was doing the deal. And, I was kind of getting the message, just don't use and go to a meeting and work the steps. And I get all that. And that was the foundation of, where I am today, 24 plus years later. All of that stuff, vitally important. But the message that I was getting from all of the men that were around me was basically to just go back to the life that I was living and just try to do it clean and sober, accept life on life's terms. Well, let me throw out a phrase here that I had to learn for myself, and hopefully, my purpose here in my recovery today is to help you learn lessons in less time than it took me to learn them. And that's why I do this podcast. That's why, I do courses and workshops and speaking engagements. And I do all this stuff because basically I have a story that I have figured out, how to make this recovery thing work for me. And when they told me early in recovery to, take what you need and leave the rest, I did that. I didn't buy into the ones that told me you have to do it this way. You have to do it my way. You have to do it our way or you're going to fail. I made a decision. And if you make this podcast one of your positive addictions, like thousands of people have, you'll hear me say over and over and over. The whole concept of this is being willing to make a decision. The definition of decision is to cut off all other options. And not making a decision about your recovery means you're making one about your addiction. So in 1999, I made a decision to cut off all other options other than to be successful in my recovery. I went to treatment to save my marriage and save my company and keep this train wreck of a life, get it back on track. And what I discovered for myself was when the guys were telling me, that were making suggestions, and here again, they're only suggestions. They were telling me to just go back to the life that I was living and just do it clean and sober. Well, what I discovered about me is that the life that I was living was the source of my addiction. The marriage that wasn't going to work, the career path that I took. Now, let me throw out a disclaimer here. I'm not telling you to go quit your job and get divorced and run from your responsibilities. I'm just telling you that in my experience, going back and settling for the life that was the source of my addiction and trying to do it clean and sober was going to be a losing battle for me. I may have stayed clean and sober, but I would have been as miserable sober, almost as miserable sober as I was using. So I say all that to say this. Somebody, and I don't even know who it was, where it was, you know, God works in our lives through people. And I have one of these brains that remembers things. I don't remember the time they happened, but I remember the impact that they made on me. When somebody told me that The Wizard of Oz was one of the greatest personal growth movies ever. And when I started thinking about it, and I started kind of putting together this session, again, we're off to see The Wizard, the foundation of this is not, the information in this is something I came up with. The idea is that I got to give a shout out to somebody that shared that with me 2 decades ago. Don't even know who it was. But when you look at the movie, and when I was putting together this outline for this session, I was just all over the place because I could start anywhere. I could explain the characters, right? The Scarecrow searching for a brain. The Lion searching for confidence. The Tin Man looking for a heart. Isn't that kind of our journey in recovery? We search for wisdom. Talks about in the Serenity Prayer, the wisdom to know the difference. You know, Ashley turned me on to an idea years ago about the Serenity Prayer being not a prayer of request, but a prayer of affirmation. By changing one of the words in it. Instead of saying, God grant me, which means I'm asking, say, God grants me, which is an affirmation. God grants me the serenity to change the things I can, knowing that I'm the only thing that I can truly change. The only thing I can truly change is me. Can't change the past. I can only change me in the present. The courage to change the things I can't, right? I can't change the things in the past, and the wisdom to know the difference. So we're already praying as we're off to see the wizard, right? Just like the Scarecrow. His search was for wisdom. When I went to treatment in 1999, you can look at my intake picture. I was a heartless man. I was a failure. I believed it. My marriage was crumbling into a pile. My company was crumbling into a pile. I was a disaster. Mentally, physically, spiritually, I was bankrupt in every area of my life. Just like the Tin Man in the movie, I just wanted my heart back. Right? I wanted to learn to feel again. What was the core of who Mark Mascola was and is? Because years of drinking and drugging, and then the addiction got so big that it basically became my identity. You know, it's one of the reasons when I go to, and I don't go to hardly as many meetings. I don't know how many meetings I've been to in, you know, coming up on 25 years in recovery. I don't know how many thousands of meetings I've been to, but, you know, I quit early on. And listen, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm sharing my experience. I quit labeling myself as an addict and an alcoholic. I quit introducing myself that way. Because I'm going to tell you, I know that fixing a problem means that you're willing to admit the problem. But there are way too many people who struggle with their recovery and struggle with their life in recovery because of a label that they give themselves. I learned that my addiction was something that I did. It was not who I am. So I quit calling myself that. You know, when I introduce myself at a meeting, I say, my name's Mark, and I'm grateful to God to be clean and sober today. And I've actually changed that because not only am I grateful to God, I'm grateful that He put me on the path, but I'm grateful that I got my you-know-what in gear and did the work. You know, over the years, I've had people say, you know, Mark, I want what you got, and I always make it really simple. Then be willing to do what I did. How many thousands of meetings? I don't know. How many times did I go through the steps? I don't know. How many workshops, courses, how many books? How much of all this stuff that I've done are you willing to do? But I don't want you, the goal is not to be me. The goal is to be the best and most powerful version of you. When we search to get our heart back like the Tin Man, we just want to feel again. Not be so zoned out to the world around us, the people that we love and care about. And then back to the lion, right? You remember him, he was scared of his tail. Scared of that little bitty dog. You know, Dorothy in the movie, and I know it'll be tough for you guys to kind of connect to Dorothy since she was a female, right? But isn't Dorothy kind of the journey of innocence that we all begin our lives as kids? And then we, as we get older, we start stepping into this world of what is wrong with me? Why can't I be like them? Why can't I do what they're doing? Why can't I feel like they feel? Why can't? And we almost become this self-fulfilling prophecy of what is wrong with me? So my second year in recovery, I flipped the script. I started figuring out what was right with me and started doing more of it. That's why I'm willing to say the one thing that most people in recovery want to say but won't. It's not in my nature to be powerless. And I'll go ahead and fill in the second part of that because I was born in the image and the likeness of a powerful God. We were born into this world kind, naive, almost the innocence of what Dorothy represents in The Wizard of Oz. And then we're faced with the adversity, right? The witches. And there's the opposite polarity, right? There's the witch of belief, Glenda the Good Witch of the North, I think is her name, and then there's the wicked witch of adversity that wants to make us quit before we get to Oz. The enemy, and bear with me here because this can get really heavy. The enemy does not want you to make it to Oz. When I wrote the book Rescue the Man, I talk about it in that. I used men, we're caught up in this modern day David and Goliath story that we live. Right? Goliath's number one mission is to make a man quit before he discovers how powerful God created him to be and to become. So when I'm talking about we're off to see the wizard, the enemy, the witch, the adversity does not want you to make it to Oz. And what do they put in the way, right? The flying monkeys, the spells that we get put under, you know, the snow. Think about all the stuff that they went through on this trip of adversity, this quest to make it to Oz. So again, our search is for wisdom. Our search is for our heart. Our search is for the courage to carry on. How and where do we get the knowledge? Absolutely. Some of it we get at meetings. Some of it we get from our sponsors. But for all you 12-step purists out here, let me tell you, my experience in the several decades I've been in this is not everything that I need to know about living successful in recovery can be found at a 12-step meeting. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. It doesn't work that way. There's more stuff to know. There's more stuff to learn. Now, let me tell you, as I throw rocks at 12-step meetings, I'm also going to tell you those meetings saved my life. They were the foundation of what I needed. So how do we get the knowledge? How do we recover our heart, our passion for life? How do we become courageous? Right? Courage is not doing something that's easy. Courage means you're terrified and you're going to do it anyway. So our search in recovery, we're off to see the wizard. And what happens when they make it to see the wizard? You know, when you look at Oz in the movie, they make Oz out to be a real phony, right? He's just a dude behind the curtain, wheeling all these wheels and making the smoke come out and talking in a loud voice. In the movie, Oz represents God. And our perception of the phoniness of that character is a misrepresentation of what we feel God is. Ashley uses the word celestial Santa Claus, right? We go into recovery and we're ready to ask. Well, I say all the time, God's going to do his part, but you better do yours. You know, I hear people say all the time, clean and sober by the grace of God. Well, let me tell you, I'm 24 plus years clean and sober by the grace of God, but God didn't go to all those meetings. God didn't go to all the workshops. God didn't put $2 in the plate however many times I did that. God didn't read the books. You see where I'm getting with this? There's a misrepresentation that in a false image that we have of what God does for us in our recovery. But when we're off to see the wizard, what do we find out? What is in the essence of what the movie is? What does the wizard let the characters in the movie know? Your wisdom, you had it all the time. You just had to go through some adversity to figure it out. Your heart, the core of your being, the passionate, purposeful person that you were put on this earth to be, you've had it all the time. You just had to go through some adversity to get there. Still scared of your tail? Courage. You've had it all the time. You know, I talk about affirming the three selves. Self-worth I am, self-confidence I can, self-image I become. The real Oz helped the characters in the movie understand that what they were looking for, just like us in recovery and us in our life, we've already got it. God's already given it to us. But we've just got to go through some adversity to learn the number one lesson, right? And what's the lesson? Again, we've had it all the time. So that's the end of the session. We're off to see the wizard. You know, those of you who chime in here,
I know you get addicted to the rantings of a lunatic mind, and I'll put both hands in the air and say, yeah, that's me. So I'm going to throw out a commercial here. Ashley and I have written a new book. Actually, we're in the process of writing several new books, but we got a new book called More Powerful Me, The Quest to Become the Best Version of You Personally, Professionally, and Spiritually. We've done that in an audiobook form. I would love to get you to get your hands on it. And the other book, and you heard me mention The Three Distinct Phases of Recovery, is another audiobook that we've created. You listen to them just like you do this podcast. We've got a special offer at our website. You can either get there by going to recoveryaudiobooks.com, or you can find a link on the powerlesstopowerful.com website. We're offering both of these books for just $12. I mean, it's like, I don't know how many hours, 8 or 9 hours worth of information that you can get about, number one, being and becoming the best, most powerful version of yourself, personally, professionally, and spiritually, and understanding the journey to long-term recovery from addiction. You know, the three distinct phases is phase one, the addition by subtraction phase. My life gets better when I just quit doing what I'm doing, right? It's the physical abstinence phase. Phase two is the rebuilding phase. And I talk a lot in there about, you know, what I had to learn, that I just couldn't go back and rebuild the life that was the source of my addiction and try to do it clean and sober. Lots of people can do that. It wasn't in my path, wasn't in my journey to do that. And then the third phase, this is where the magic happens. And you're not going to hear about this at meetings. They just don't have time to talk about this kind of stuff. And truth is, most people are so worried about phase one, right, the physical abstinence phase, they never make it to phase three. You know, this is where the magic happens, the discovery, creation, and life's purpose phase, where you find a purpose for your recovery and a purpose for your life because of your recovery. Again, you can get both books. They're just $12. And there's a contact form on there. If you're struggling financially, get a hold of me and we'll make sure money's not an issue. So, again, recoveryaudiobooks.com or powerlesstopowerful.com. That is the end of today's session. We're off to see the wizard. And I'm off to see the wizard. Have a great day wherever you are in the world. You absolutely deserve it. Bye for now.